हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः, शन्नो भवत्पर्यमा, शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः, शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः, नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो, त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि, त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि, ऋतं वदिष्यामि, सत्यं वदिष्यामि, तन्मामवतु, तद्वक्तारमवतु, अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। यैरिमे गुरुभिः पूर्वं पदवाक्यप्रमाणतः व्याख्याता सर्ववेदान्तास्तान् नित्यं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। तैत्तिरीयकसारस्य मयाचार्यप्रसादतः विस्पष्टार्थरुचीनां हि व्याख्येयं सम्प्रणीयते। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय दयानन्दरूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। तो शंकर भगवत्पादा मेड इट वेरी क्लियर, ignorance being the root cause of samsara, parabdha karma being the immediate cause of samsara, karma being the immediate cause of samsara, only when the resolution of ignorance happens, only when the ignorance becomes resolved, in right identity, abidance in one's own self is possible. Just being one's own self, abidance in one's own self alone is freedom. Which means being oneself is being free. The freedom, happiness is one's own swarupam. Being free is one's own nature. Being limitless is one's own nature. Being full, fullness is one's own nature. Happiness is one's own nature. To be happy, nothing needs to be achieved. Nothing needs to be done. Nothing needs to be accomplished. To be free, to be happy, all that one needs to do is just to be oneself. Being one's own self, which is being free from wrong identity, which is possible only when ignorance is resolved. So he said, avidya nivruttau swatmani avasthanam paraprāptihi. You have to memorize this sentence. Paraprāptihi ka swatmani avasthanam is equal to paraprāptihi. Swatmani avasthanam kada bhavati. Abidance oneself happens when ajnana nivruttau, when resolution of ignorance happens. Ajnana nivrutti yada bhavati. So ajnana nivruttau means ajnana nivrutti yada bhavati tada swatmani avasthanam paraprāptihi. This is the reason. But we saw this is the actual teaching. So now there are some people who are of the view, especially karmakandinaha, karmamsakaha, that being free from the body without remaining without a body is moksha. Whether you have the body, do not have the body, still you can be free. Because freedom is your nature. If you are yourself, you are free. If you are not yourself, you are not free. Not being yourself means what? Not being one's own self means having wrong identity. Not being one's own self is not having wrong identity. Being oneself means not having wrong identity, for which you need only your knowledge of your swarupam. You need to know what you are. And you are the truth of the whole. The only truth of the whole, and you are also the truth. Everything is the truth. All that is only the truth, and you are the truth. You are the reality. That's why jnanam is the only means of the attainment of freedom. Jnanam is mokshaha. Jnanam eva mokshaha. Jnanadeva kaivalyam. That is what Shankara Bhagavatpada already explained and established. And Purvamimamsaka's view is not having the body, he mistakes self-abidance. Being one's own self is mistaken to be just being without a body. To avoid a body, birth should be avoided. To avoid a birth, we should get rid of karmas. To get rid of all the punya papams, we saw, as Exta explained to you, he presented a plan of action. Already explained. So I will not repeat that today. Just to avoid the time, save the timing. So he says, what is his plan of action? We'll see here. First, let us think about kamya karmani. Kamya karmas are very important. Why? Kamya karma. Kama sambandham karma kamya karma. Desire prompted actions. Actions performed for the fulfillment of desires. And desires are countless. Desires rise, countless number of desires rise, varieties of desires rise, and these desires are uncontrollable because desires are not created, our creations. Desires are always there in sukshma rupam, subtle form in our subconscious mind. And the desires become triggered, they surface. And then when the desires surface, they're very powerful. As long as they remain dormant, latent in subconscious, they are not powerful. Then you don't feel, you are not impelled to action, impelled to do any karma. When the desires surface, they impel you to do karma. They become very strong, powerful. But for those desires to surface, for them to be triggered, external objects, the world of objects, become instrumental. You must be shopping, go somewhere, see something. That is when a desire for some certain things come. Otherwise, sometimes you always advertisements. There are many sources which can trigger the desires, the triggering instruments. So desires do surface. They totally, totally, completely undoing the desires in your subconscious is not possible, because all the unresolved issues will be there, unfulfilled desires will be there, and unfulfilled desires are all the symptoms of the disease of ignorance. We know that. So as long as ajnanam is, so long will there be desires in sukshma, subtle form in your subconscious mind. So that is why it's said we can never undo desires, we can never suppress desires, we can never oppress desires, we can only handle, manage desires only if we strictly commit ourselves to live a life of values. Shastram very beautifully tells us you can only manage your desires And managing your desires means seeing that your fulfillment of desires do not disturb the universal order. Not our actions impelled by our desires should not disturb the universal order, for which we must consciously choose to do the right action, refrain from the wrong action. That is why Karma Yoga is emphasized. The discipline of Karma Yoga is emphasized because Karma Yoga is a dharma-governed way of life. So commitment to live a life of values and consciously, strictly doing everything in conformity with dharma is the only way of managing one's desires. There's no way of undoing. It's impossible to undo our desires. Therefore, desire-impelled actions are all inevitable. But what does this person say? This Purvimamsakaha, karma, we can avoid performing all kamya karmas. Why? If I want moksha, I should not have get a body, I should not be born again, I should not have karma, so I should not accumulate punyam. What should I do? Let me give up all kamya karmas. Okay, let me not fulfill my desires. Let me not perform the desire-prompted actions. So non-performance of desire-prompted actions will result in non-accumulation of punyam. See now, you can read that page. I'm going to read it now. This is the Purvimamsaka's view. Look at this. Kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhat. Anarambhat, the fifth case. Let me make a simple sentence. Kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhaha. Point number one. Action plan. Anarambhaha means non-beginning to do. It means non-performance. Anarambhaha is non-performant. Anarambha. Karmanaha anarambhaha. Okay. Anarambhaha means not beginning to do any action. Kamya karma. Which means non-performance of kamya karma. Then pratishiddhayoho. Pratishiddha karma also is there. Pratishiddha karmani. Prohibited actions. Actions which are against dharma. Or some action which disturb the universal harmony. Or pratishiddha karmani. Nishiddha karmani. Avihita karmani. Pratishiddha karma. Prohibited actions. So, kamya karmanaha. Pratishiddha karmanaha. Kamya karmanam, pratishiddha karmanam. He says what? Kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhaha. Non-performance of, avoidance of desire-prompted actions and prohibited actions will help me what? Avoid accumulating punyam and papam respectively. Avoidance of prohibited actions, non-performance of prohibited actions will help me avoid accumulating papam. Non-performance of kamya karma will help me, accumulating non-accumulation of punyam. So, I can avoid accumulation of punyam and papam, both. How? Non-accumulation of punyam and papam by avoiding kamya karma and by avoiding pratishiddha karma. This is action plan one for him. So, he says, kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhat. Okay, next. ആരബ്ധസ്യ ച ഉപഭോഗേന. വെൻ ഹി സേസ് കാമ്യ പ്രതിഷിദ്ധയോഹോ അനാരംഭാത്, ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓൺലി ഫോർ അവോയ്ഡിംഗ് ആഗാമി കർമ്മ. ഓ, വി വിൽ നോട്ട് ഹാവ് എനി ആഗാമി കർമ്മ അറ്റ് ഓൾ ഇൻ ദിസ് ലൈഫ്. ഇൻ ദിസ് പ്രസന്റ് ലൈഫ് വി വിൽ കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി അവോയ്ഡ് അക്യുമുലേറ്റിംഗ് ആഗാമി കർമ്മ. വി ആർ ബോൺ ഹിയർ വിത്ത് ദിസ് ഗിവൻ ബോഡി മാൻഷൻസ് കോംപ്ലക്സ്. വി ആർ ലിവിംഗ് ദിസ് ലൈഫ് ഫോർ എക്സോസ്റ്റിംഗ് അവർ പാരബ്ധ കർമ്മ. Okay, a portion of Sanchitam ready for fructification already started. We were born birth onwards and we are living now. We are exhausting the Parabdha Karma Palani. So, Agami should be avoided. How Abhagami can be avoided? Very simple. Kamya Patishiddhayoho Anarambhat. As a result of non-performance of Kamya Karma and Pratishiddha Karma, we can avoid accumulation of Agami Punya Papams. Okay, now he gives next plan. Now what should we do with Parabdha Karma? Prarabdha Karma is said to be Arabdha Karma. Arabdha means begun. Arabdha is a past passive participle, which means begun. A portion of karma which has begun fructifying, which is being exhausted in this present life, is arabdha karma. So he says, arabdhasya cha upabhogena kshayat. Let me make a sentence now. Arabdhasya cha upabhogena kshayaha bhavati. Kshayaha means what? Exhaustion. So, Kshayaha bhavati, kshayat, I'm making a sentence. I'm breaking a sentence. Kshayaha bhavati, exhaustion happens. Exhaustion of what? Arabdhasya. Exhaustion of entirety of prarabdha karma, supposed to be exhausted in this present life, happens. Exhaustion of prarabdha karma is possible. How? By going through, by experiencing upabhogena. Now, parabdhasya, arabdhasya, upabhogaha asmin janmani bhavati. In this very life happens what? In this very life, experience of the parabdha karma is there. By going through, by experiencing the results of the parabdha karma, results in terms of parabdha karmani, exhaustion happens, is it? Exhaustion. Kshayaha, exhaustion of parabdha karma is possible by going through, by experiencing the results in this very life. Okay. So parabdha also is gone. Okay. This is plan two. Now, what he says. So nitya anushthanena cha. നിത്യ അനുഷ്ഠാനം, നിത്യ നിത്യസ്യ അനുഷ്ഠാനം, നിത്യകർമ്മണം അനുഷ്ഠാനേന. അനുഷ്ഠാനം മീൻസ് പെർഫോമിംഗ്, ഫോളോയിങ്. നിത്യകർമ്മണ നിത്യ അനുഷ്ഠാനേന ച, ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ ബി കോൺഷ്യസ്ലി, തോട്ട്ഫുള്ളി, കെയർഫുള്ളി പെർഫോമിംഗ് ദ നിത്യകർമാസ്. അനുഷ്ഠാനം മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? ബി പെർഫോമിംഗ് നിത്യകർമ്മ. പ്രത്യവായ അഭാവാത്, പ്രത്യവായസ്യ അഭാവഹ ഭവതി. സോ നിത്യ അനുഷ്ഠാനേന പ്രത്യവായ അഭാവഹ. ആരബ്ധസ്യ ഉപഭോഗേന ക്ഷയഹ. കാമ്യ പ്രതിഷിദ്ധയോഹോ അനാരംഭാത്. സോ അവോയ്ഡൻസ് ഓഫ് പുണ്യപാപം. ആഗാമി ഇസ് നോട്ട്. Okay, so he says, by performing nitya karma, nitya karma implies also naimittika karmas. Nitya anushtanena means nitya naimittika anushtanena. So by performing nitya karma, naimittika karmas, pratyavaya abhavaha, non-accumulation of pratyavaya papam. Okay. So what happens? We will have nil account. No punyam, no papam will be in our account. So that what? Ayatnataha eva. Pa. Yatnataha na. Ayatnataha means effortlessly, without any strain, struggle. Ayatnataha. Yatnataha means yatnena. Ayatnataha ayatnena. Vina prayatnaha. Vina prayatnam. Okay? Vina prayatnam. Without any vina prayatnam, without any effort, effortlessly, swatmani avasthanam. One can just remain oneself. Abundance in oneself is possible, which is mokshaha. This is my plan. Why should you study shastram? Why should you attain jnanam? So according to him, having the body, he thinks having the body is bondage. Not having the body is freedom. So not to have the body, avoid birth. To avoid birth, don't have punya papam. Because he understands that punya papam, we have in an account, okay, had to be exhausted. So not to exhaust punya papam, we have to be born assuming the body. We'd be having the body. And having the body means being bound. Not having the body is being free. This is what many people think, people who commit suicide. Okay? They think they can escape from problems. Get it off the body. These understand now why the difference? The Karma Kandi's view is not different from the people who sometimes who make a wrong decision of committing a suicide. Anyway, they're only accumulating more papam. By committing a suicide, they add more papam to their account. Okay. This is the idea. So, kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambaha. See, kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhat anarambena agami karma will not be there. Arabdasya cha upabhogena kshayaha bhavati. Nitya anushtanena pratyavaya abhavaha. 3 points. Very easy. So what? Ayatnataha eva vina prayatnam swatmani avasthanam siddhyati. Abundance in oneself, just being one's own self, is possible without a body. Therefore, which is mokshaha. Okay. Then, okay, one more thing I have to tell you here. This performance of Nitya Karma, Nitya Anushtanena Pratyavaya Abhavaha. Absence of Pratyavaya Papam means avoidance of accumulation of Pratyavaya Papam is possible only by performing Nitya Karma, Nitya Naimittika Karmas. Means prescribed duties, ordained duties, the ordained duties which should be performed regularly, daily, some which should be performed occasionally. By performing them, we can avoid pratyabhaya dosha, a specific papam called pratyabhaya papam. What does it mean? You have to think here. See, performance of action, right action can produce punyam. Performance of wrong action will produce papam. Performance will produce the result. Non-performance should not, cannot produce punyam or papam. Isn't it? But here, performance of Nityanimittika karma helps us get rid of the pratyavaya dosha. Means what? What it means is, when we perform the Nityanimittika karmas, the prescribed duties, which should be performed. We avoid doing things which should not be done. Very important. Why we have, right from childhood, always our time is planned. Okay, you plan out our work and work out our plan. Every day we have to see, we keep to keep ourselves engaged, occupied in right actions. We have the plan. We have the whole, we design, we plan out our actions. That is why we have to be organized now here, what you should do. In the, as soon as you get up, right from the time you get up until you go to bed, we have things to do. We keep ourselves occupied, engaged, we plan out. Why? Because if we do not do what should be done, okay, we will end up doing what should not be done. Very important. If you do not do what should be done, then you will end up doing what should not be done, because the nature of the matter is such, it will not allow you to remain without doing anything. We can't go for swim against the current. Bhagavan Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, okay, nahi kaschit kshanamapi tishtati akarmakrit. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi tishtati akarmakrit. Without doing anything, even for a second, none remains. Nakaschit tishtati kshanamapi akarmakrit. Why? It is impossible for any being, anyone to remain without doing anything even for a second. We are always involved in doing something or the other, which means our mind is always constantly involved in some thinking, something or the other. And immediately the thoughts will be implemented in the form of physical activities also. So better you plan out what should be done, what should be done, what is appropriate, what is good, what is right, what is good, what is right, what is appropriate. And keeping the need of the hour, what is appropriate, what is right, what is good. You plan out what is the need. Then we keep ourselves occupied. So Shastram has designed, Shastram has ordained certain duties as Nitya Karmani, which is called Vihita Karmani, prescribed, ordained duties. You must do regularly. And certain things should be done occasionally also. Just like how we keep our children, no? We keep our children engaged. What they should do from morning. When they should go for swimming, when they should go for dancing, when they should go for cricket practicing, when they should go for football. We plan, because so we see, we engage them. Mother has to all the time plan. Mother, father, how to keep them occupied in a great thing. Otherwise, they'll sit and watch something unwanted. If you don't keep them engaged, what will they do? They'll watch some funny, unwanted programs, or they'll do something else. They'll be troublesome. They'll get restless. So you keep them occupied. Similarly, how we parents keep our children engaged, Veda Mata also wants us to keep us engaged, entertained. Okay, so that we are on the right track. Okay, we must be on the right track. So, Nitya Karmani, there are prescribed, ordained duties. This you must do. Like that. So, Shastram also, if you do not do what is prescribed, ordained by the Shastram, you will end up doing what should not be done. What should not be done will be what? Against Dharma. Will be wrong, improper, bad. Therefore, by doing the bad, by doing something improper, by doing something wrong, you will accumulate papam. That papam is said to be pratyavaya papam. So, this performance of nityanimittika karmas, not that we will not produce anything, it will prevent you from doing something unwanted. Why should I perform nityanimittika karmas? Performance of nityanimittika karmani is specifically for me to not to prevent me from doing anything unwanted. So that it will prevent me from accumulating pratyavaya papam. therefore pratyabhaya papam, this is something we have to understand about pratyabhaya papam. Therefore what he says, this is accepted. But he says, okay, so we will not accumulate, punya papam, we will not have agami karma, parabdha karma will be exhausted in this life, so we will not have parabdha karma also. Therefore what? We will not have assume a body. Then we will not have, this is what is simply avoiding the accumulation of punya papams. Not having punya papam in our account itself is enough to avoid assuming the body. Once we do not have, not having the body is swatmani avasthanam, abidance in oneself, which is mokshaha. This is Purimamsaka's view. Okay. View number one. And second view. What is second view? Athava, he says, okay, when people come with their own views, is what they talk, no? Athava, or else, moksha, it is also possible to have moksha in this way. How? Niratishayaya, niratishayayaha pritehe. Niratishayayaha pritehe, swarga shabda vachyayaha karma hetutvat, karma bhyayeva mokshaha iti chet. The chet means what? If. And when if comes, what does it mean? He says, if I have this view, what do you think? That's the idea. If I have this view, what is his other view? Karmabhyaha eva mokshaha. See, already he gave one view, okay? He's not very clear. We come, next view comes. Karmabhyaha eva mokshaha. Mokshaha is attainable as a result of performance of rituals. Karmabhyaha eva mokshaha means moksha is attainable from karma. Means what? As a result of karma, as a result of performing rituals, as a result of performing actions. Karmabhyaha eva mokshaha. Why he says that? Because niratishaya pritihi. Niratishaya pritihi. Here, the word pritihi. Pritihi literally means love. Stilinga shabda. Pritihi means love. But here, pritihi is taken as happiness. Why? What is the most desirable? What is most loved is happiness. Therefore, the word pritihi is taken as sukham. Because sukham is always priyam for us. What is most loved is happiness. Therefore, pritihi, the word love, which means love, here stands for happiness. And niratishaya pritihi. See, atishayaha means excellence. Okay, in Tamil, it means wonder. But here, atishayaha anandaha. Atishaya pritihi. Atishaya pritihi is equal to atishayaha anandaha. Now, niratishayaha anandaha. Niratishayaha pritihi means incomparable happiness. Incomparable happiness. The happiness incomparable. Unsurpassable. Is what? Niratishayaha anandaha. Niratishaya pritihi. Shankara Bhagavatpada uses this expression niratishaya pritihi as niratishayaha anandaha. Incomparable, unsurpassable happiness. That is the swarga shabda vachya. Niratishaya pritihi. Swarga shabda vachya. Swargaha is a word. Swargaha which means heaven. The word heaven is what is meant by the word heaven, vachya. What is meant by the word swarga? Swarga shabda vachya is what? Niratishaya pritihi. Incomparable happiness, unsurpassable happiness is the meaning of the word heaven. Is meant by the word heaven. So, niratishayaha anandaha is meant by the word heaven. Swarga shabda vachya. Swargaha itti shabdasya vachya. Itti shabdasya shabda vachya. Swarga shabda vachya vachyaha. Nirtishaya anandaha. Incomparable happiness. Incomparable happiness is the meaning of the word heaven. Therefore, and that heaven, how is it accomplishable? Heaven is accomplishable as a result of karma. Karma hetutvat. Karma hetutvat, karma is the hetu. Karma is the hetu. So, performance of ritual. Performance of ritual is the means of the accumulating punyam. The punyam will take us to swarga, heaven. Once you go to heaven, you can have everlasting happiness, incomparable happiness. Understand? So, he says, attainment of heaven is attainment of freedom. Attainment of heaven, or going to heaven, is attainment of incomparable happiness. So, what is next plan? First, he said, not having a body is abundance in oneself, which is moksha. Now, second point, second view is what? Going to heaven. Attainment of heaven is means of the attainment of incomparable happiness. To go to heaven, we must accumulate special punyam. To accumulate special punyam, we must perform rituals. So, karma hetutvat, performance of ritual is the cause of accumulating punyam to go get to heaven, and the meaning of which is full incomparable happiness. Therefore, what he says, karma bhyaha mokshaha. Moksha is accomplishable as a result of karma, paramasa of ritual. So now he says, we don't need jnanam. Again, the second point is also what? Karma mimamsaka repeatedly states this. We do not need jnanam. Karma is the means of attainment of moksha. Karma, performance of specific rituals, will help us earn punyam. With abundance of punyam, we can go to heaven. And going to heaven is what? Being free from all human miseries which are experienceable in this world. In this world, lot of problems we have. Whatever miseries, problems we have in this world as a human being, all those bhuloka problems will not be there in surgaloka. In heaven, there won't be any such problems. Even Shastram describes heaven so, my God, the way the heaven is described in the Shastram is so tempting. You will feel, oh, let me not go. That is, Pooja Swami used to say very beautifully, okay, the tourism promotion started right from Vedakala. Though all these present day travel agents must learn from this Vedashastra only, how to promote tourism. So already Vedashastram promotes what now? The Karma Kanda promotes, not Jnana Kanda. Jnana Kanda, okay, belittles. Karma Kanda promotes the idea of going to heaven. But how they describe heaven? Those days, they didn't have photograph, I think. Now, how no? Every travel agent use lot of pictures they put. How Germany looks, beautiful parts of the places they'll put, and they'll ask you to buy tickets to go to the place. Veda Shastram also talks very highly of heaven, describes heaven so beautifully. So, and naturally, in heaven, there's no pain at all. No problems of human world. So, heaven is a place, higher loka, where completely problems of the human misses, afflictions of human being goes through in Bhuloka, in this world, are not there. Therefore, there is unsurpassable happiness. Swargavachya. What is Swargavachya? Niratishayaha Anandaha. What is Swargavachya? Niratishaya Pritihi. Therefore, going to heaven is attainment of everlasting, permanent, incomparable happiness. That is his view. Don't ask. Okay, his view. So you should go to heaven. To go to heaven, to accumulate punyam. To accumulate punyam, specific rituals are prescribed in the Veda. We should perform those rituals. Therefore, happiness, the mokshaha, is accomplishable as a result of karma. From karma, mokshaha happens. Therefore, we do not need jnanam. Karma bhyaha eva mokshaha. Kimartam swargaha karma hetu tvat. Karma is the hetu. Cause for what? Swarga, for incomparable happiness, which is meant by the word swarga. Is it clear? The second view. Okay, now, Shankara Bhagavatpada has to give an answer. What should be the answer? The answer should begin with the which word? One single letter word, na. Are very, very clear with the two views? Are very clear now? Okay, two views of Purimamsaka. Anyway, he is very strict about what? We do not need any prayatnaha, any yatnaha. No effort is required for attainment of jnanam. Upanishads are not required. Upanishadi is not required. Shravanam, Manam, Nidhyasanam are not required. Jnanam is not required. Perform karma, specific rituals, earn punyam, go to heaven, which is mokshaha. This different world. Or avoid all punya papams. Get rid of punya papams. Get rid of the body. No body, not having a body, is being yourself, which is happiness, which is mokshaha. These two views. So Shankaracharya says, first he says what? Na. Why he says na? As you think, it is karma is not only kamya karma. And karma is not only part of the karma. You only mentioned about two karmas. You only give idea for avoidance of agami karma. Avoidance of parabdha karma. One thing is correct. Parabdha karma can be exhausted in this very life itself. That is right. What about agami karma? It is not that easy. Okay? Not non-performance of kamya karma is impossible. Because the karmic karmas are all imprompted by desires. We do not have any say over our desires. Already I have told you. That is why Shastram tells how to manage your desires. Even Shastram can teach only to how to manage your desires. It's impossible to undo desires. It is impossible to give up desires. It's impossible to remain without doing the actions prompted by desires. One thing. There's one thing. We'll see the reason later on. Then, next thing he says, what about Sanchitam Karma? Karma anekatvat. Karma is not just one karma. Countless number of karmas we have. Countless number of results of actions we have accumulated. Karma anekatvat, due to the plurality, multiplicity, countlessness of results of actions. Na. Both your views are not correct. That is not moksha. Again, you are not accepted because karma is not just parabdha karma. Karma is not just the agami karma. Karma anekatva, because of the plurality, multiplicity, countlessness of results of actions we have accumulated, it is not possible. It is not possible to get rid of karma. It is not possible to attain moksha just by getting rid of karma also. Okay. Why? Because sanchita karma, sanchita itself means accumulated, stored. From time immemorial, this anadi, ajnanam is anadi. Ajnanam is anadi. See, but remember why samsara is likened to an ocean. This life of transmigration is likened to an ocean because, as I also told in a sutra class, because it is beginningless. It is also endless. That is why it is likened to an ocean. Why it is beginningless? The cause of samsara, avidya, is anadi. Ignorance which causes samsara is beginningless. Therefore, samsara is also beginningless. And as long as ignorance is, so long will there be samsara. Therefore, it's endless also. And therefore, what happens? Because it's beginningless, the karma accumulated, the unexhausted results of actions accumulated many janmas, so many. Sanchita karma, we have so many karmas. Again, all sanchita karmas at a stretch in one birth cannot be exhausted. Only a small set of karma, a small portion of sanchitam alone will be ready for fructification. And again, the karma which are connected, combined karmas, can be exhausted in a given birth, in a given body, in a given shairam, in a given situation, in a given background. Therefore, the order, Bhagavan of order, has to arrange such a way that every time you are born, in keeping with the punya happens you have in your account, the background you are born in with, the given body, the situation, everything is in conducive for exhaustion of the punyapapams. Therefore, in one janma itself, we are going to see that later on, it is not possible to exhaust all the karmas. Okay, so the next sentence, very nice. Anekanihi arabdhapalani. Arabdhapalani hi anekani. Okay. Anarabdhapalani cha. Okay, you only talked about arabdha, parabdha karma. You have only talked about the exhaustion of the results of actions which are ready for fructification, which are being exhausted in this present life. But what about the results of actions which have been accumulated, which remain in the form of sanchitam karma, which have not yet begun fructifying, which have not yet been exhausted? Anarabdha palani cha anekani karmani. We have countless number of results of actions in the form of the results of actions which have begun fructifying, arabdha karmani, anarabdha karmani, which have not yet begun fructifying, which have not yet been exhausted. Anarabdha karma, anarabdha palanicha. And what were they? What are those anarabdha palani? The results of actions which have not yet begun fructifying, which have not yet been exhausted. What are they? Aneka janmantara kritani. Aneka janmantara kritani. Okay, those results of actions accumulated as results of actions which are performed in many, many, many other janmas. Janmantara kritani. Not one janma. Only past janma. Only, no. Aneka janmani. We have countless number of births. Every time we were born before, in every life also, we would have accumulated countless number of punya papams. So, aneka janmantara kritani. Results of actions performed in many, many other countless number of births are all there, which are known as what? All those results of actions performed in countless number of many other births remain together as sanchitam karma, sanchita karmani. Sanchita karmani is equal to anarabdha karmani. And viruddha palani karmani, and also the results which are opposed, unwanted, undesirable results, okay, also are there. Viruddha palani karmani, the actions for which opposite results are also there, such results are also there. So, sambhavanti anekani karmani, sambhavanti anekani arabdha palani, anarabdha palani cha, aneka janmantra krutani, viruddha palani karmani bhavanti. So, sambhavanti. Oh, sambhavanti means what? They're all there. Therefore, what? Shankaracharya is going to say now, we should not forget this fact. It's not one or two. We have the Sanchita Karmani, Anarabdha Karmani, we have Parabdha Karmani, we have also Agami Karmani. And there, you have only get an idea for two, this karma, so Parabdha Karma, Agami Karma. Anarabdha Karmani are also there. And so, ataha, therefore, teshu, of all those three types of karma, the results, the actions of opposite results are there, and actions of which have been performed in many other countless number of births, and their results are all there. Anekani. Ataha, therefore, teshu anarabdha palanam, anarabdha palanam, ekasminneva janmani, upabhogena, kshaya asambhavat. Kshaya asambhavaha, we can take. There is impossibility of exhaustion of all the sanchita karmas in their entirety, when ekasminneva upabhogena, ekasminneva janmani, in one janma itself, in one birth itself, going through the results of the entirety of, going through the experience of the results of the entirety of sanchita karmas, anarabdha karmas, is not possible. Asambhavaha. Asambhavat means because of this reason. Okay, due to this reason, that it is impossible to exhaust all sanchita karmas in one janma itself by going through the experience of all the results of sanchita karma. Anarabdha palanam ekasminneva janmani upabhogena kshaya asambhavah, kshaya asambhavat. What does it mean? It's impossible to exhaust all entirety of the sanchita karmas which have accumulated, which have not yet begun fructifying. It is not possible to experience all of them in one janma. Therefore, exhaustion of all of them is not possible within one janma. Sesha karma nimitta sharira arambha upapattihi. Sesha karma nimitta sharira arambha upapattihi. Therefore, he says what? The word upapatti has so many meanings. One meaning is possibility. Therefore, there is certainly the possibility only is there. Possibility for what? Possibility of assuming a new body, having a body. Sharira arambha upapattihi. Certainly, there is only possibility of assuming a body. Body. For which, why body has been assumed? Because sesha karma nimitta. There's a possibility of assuming the body for the purpose of the exhaustion of the remaining balance karma. Sesha karma nimitta sharira arambha upapattihi. Sesha karma nimitta sharira arambha upapattihi means what? There is only possibility of assuming the body as a result of, or for the purpose, as a result of the remaining balance karma in our account. Why we have balance in our account? Because the anarabdha karma phalani, sanchita karma, the results of actions performed in countless number of other births are so many that all of them, the entirety, cannot be experienced in one janma, cannot be exhausted in one janma. There always be balanced karma. Therefore, there's only possibility of assuming another body to exhaust the balanced karma. It means there are so many janmas in future also. Therefore, this Kapoor Mamsaka's view is not acceptable. It's not that as easy as he thinks. And when Shankar Bhagavatpada states this, okay, how true it is. He has to say, he has to present some statements from the Shastram to support what he says. Even though he is convinced of what he says, for us to be convinced of what he says, to see the fact in what he says, he also presents other Shruti statements, statements from Shastram. Mainly, he presents a quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. See, Shankaracharya says what? What I am stating in my Bhashyam is also stated by the Upanishad. Which Upanishad here he quotes from? Chandogya Upanishad. The seventh mantra, 10th section of the fifth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. This is sentence. Karma sesha sadbhava siddhischa. Karma sesha sadbhava siddhihi. ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ், கர்மசேஷ சத்பாவ சித்திஹி ச. சோ சித்திஹி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சித்திஹி ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் லிட்ரேட் மீன்ஸ் சக்சஸ், பட் ஹியர் சித்திஹி மீன்ஸ் தெர் இஸ் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் த ஃபேக்ட். எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் த ஃபேக்ட் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்ட் தி கர்மா எக்ஸிஸ்ட்ஸ். கர்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? த ரிசல்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் அன்எக்ஸாஸ்டட் ரிசல்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் ஆல்வேஸ். அன்எக்ஸாஸ்டட் ரிசல்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் இன் மெனி பேர்ட்ஸ் ஓகே ரிமைன் ஆல்வேஸ். திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபேக்ட். வாட்ஸ் த ஃபேக்ட்? Unexhausted results of actions performed in various janmas always remain, always exist. So you can say there's existence of balance of results of actions performed in many janmas always, and this fact is an established fact. This establishment of this fact is there. Okay? This fact is established. So, by what? We'll see that. Tad ye iha ramaniya charanaha. Another statement. Tad ye iha ramaniya charanaha. This is the statement from Chandogya Upanishad. So, first Shankaracharya says, I am not saying this. This is an established fact. That established fact means what? Relatively established fact that there is always existence of the remaining balance results of unexhausted results of actions. Tad ye iha ramaniya charanaha. This sentence states, the word charanaha has many meanings. One of the meanings is foot, we all know very well. Charanam also means behavior, conduct, course of life. So ramaniya means enjoyable, pleasant, adorable. So ramaniya charanaha means ramaniyam charanam yesham. Te ramaniya charanaha. People of adorable, pleasant, enjoyable conduct. People of adorable, enjoyable behavior. People of adorable, enjoyable, pleasant actions. Means righteous, pious people. Okay? Means, te tad ye iha ramaniya charanaha. What it means is, the people of righteous actions, righteous deeds, pious people, always have punyam in their account. Ramaniya charanaha means people of righteous actions. So adorable behavior. Always have punyam in their accounts. Punyam is one statement. Then, tataha seshena, and comparison is tataha seshena, sesha means balance, remaining. That one sentence also is from, we say, Apastamba Sutram, Gautama Smritihi. This is not from Shruti, it's from Smriti. Gautama Smritihi, Apastamba Sutram. In Gautama Shruti, Smriti, Apastamba Sutram also states the same fact, Tataha seshena means what? Therefore, thereafter, always being remained with balance of karma. What is meant here is, don't worry about too much. These two, one statement from Shruti, tad ye iha ramaniya charanaha. This statement from Chandogya Upanishad, tataha seshena, this statement from this Gautama Smriti Apastamba Sutram, stating these two, he says, ityadi shruti smriti shatebhyah. From hundreds of Shruti Smriti statements, such as these two statements, okay? From hundreds of Shruti Smriti statements, such as these two, there is established fact that there is always existence of remaining balance of karma, which means all sanchita karmas in their entirety cannot be exhausted in one janma, cannot be experienced in one janma. Upabhogena anubhogena kshayaha anarabdha karmanam na upapadyate. Okay, it is not possible. Okay. Answer has been given. Okay. Pura Pakshi's view was presented. Answer has been given. Already we know, we have no confusion. Ajnana nivruttau swatmani avasthanam mokshaha, we are convinced. It's only said here for to strengthen our understanding. Is it clear? Okay. Now, poor Pakshi does not want to accept his defeat, accept his view being proved to be wrong. So he wants to say something else to manage the situation. Okay. Whenever you say you're wrong, somebody is said to be wrong, they'll give some answer. Okay. Some answer has to be given to manage the situation, okay? Some sort of all. So psychology also you have to understand here. Trying to justify something, saying something. Okay. He says, Ishta anishta phala anarabdhanam kshayarthani. Very careful how do you read it, okay? Ishta anishta phala anarabdhana. Ishtanishta phalanarabdhanam khayarthan nityani chet. Okay, now he has to account for anarabdha phalam, sanchita karma. Oh, yes. Sanchita karmas are there, you're right. You're correct. You're right. Yeah. Sanchita karmas are to be exhausted. Yes. Okay. Can we say this? This is the mood, okay? He says, anarabdhanam, ishta anishta phala anarabdhanam, kshayarthani nityani chet. If it is said, nityani, this known as performance of nitya karmas, performance of prescribed duties, performance of ordained duties, are meant for the neutralizing, exhausting the results of desirable, undesirable results of actions which still remain unexhausted. So what he simply says, sanchita karma phalani, okay, exhaustion or neutralization of anchita karma phalani is possible by performing nitya karmas. He says, we are performing nitya karmas. If we do our duties regularly, properly, somehow jnanam we don't want. He wants to say, if I live my life, you know, if I remain a goody-goody person, how? I do all the ordained, prescribed duties regularly. Nitya karmani perform. So, nitya, if I perform nitya karmani, then I'm a clean person. Why? I perform Veda ordained duties regularly. So, this present, the performance of nitya karmani, prescribed duties, ordained duties in this life will help me exhaust, neutralize all the unexhausted, already accumulated, unexhausted, desirable, undesirable results of actions of the past. Sanchita karma can be the desirable, undesirable results of punya papams of anchita karma can be neutralized, can be exhausted. How? By performing nitya karma. Can we take it that way? Iti chet? That is the question. Ishta anishta pala. Ishta anishta pala. ಇಷ್ಟಾನಿಷ್ಟ ಫಲಾನಾಮಾರಬ್ಧಾನಾಂ ಕ್ಷಯಾರ್ಥಾನಿ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಿ ಇತಿ ಚೇತ್. And he says what? Na. What is the answer? Shankaracharya's answer? Na. And here he is going to say, Akarane pratyavaya shravanat. Why? Because this performance of nitya naimittika karmas will help only to avoid pratyavaya papam. Akarane, if nitya naimittika karmas are not performed, okay, if not doing the nitya karmas, it is heard from the shastram that there will be pratyavaya papam. Pratyavaya shravanat means what? As we hear from the shastram, that definitely non-performance of nitya karmas will result in accumulating pratyavaya papam. Not directly. If we do not perform nitya karma, we'll end up doing not what should not be done. As a result of doing what is improper, okay, non-righteous thing, we'll accumulate papam. It is pratyavaya papam. Therefore, nitya akarana nimittasya pratyavayasya asukharupasya agaminaha pariharartani nityani ityupagamat. What he says, let me make it very clear. Once I explain this sentence, and I'll stop today's class. Don't worry. I want to be clear. Every class, you must leave the class with a clear understanding. I don't want it to go back with any confusion. What he says, nitya akarana nimittasya pratyavayasya. What he says, pratyavaya papam is always caused by non-performance of nitya karmani. Non-performance of ordained duties, prescribed duties, will produce pratyavaya papam. So non-performance of ordained duties will produce pratyavaya papam means what? If I do not perform what is ordained, not knowing what should be done, I will end up doing something unwanted, something undesirable, something incorrect, something improper. What should not be done? So when I do not do what is to be done, I will end up doing what should not be done, as a result of which I accumulate papam, which is called pratyavaya papam. Okay? So what he says, Shankaracharya, in this sentence, nitya akarana nimittasya pratyavayasya, means nitya akarana nimittam pratyavayaha, pratyavaya papam. Pratyavaya papam is only the result of not doing the nitya karma. And that pratyavaya, therefore, asukharupasya pratyavayasya agaminaha parihartani. So performance of nitya karma can only neutralize, can only meant for removing the agami papa karma. Okay? Asukharupa means what? Agami papam, which will result in the experience of pain. So nitya karma is meant for the removal of the agami papam, which will cause, which will result in pain. The pain causing agami papam. Nitya karma can only remove agami papa karma. This is what is understood. This is what is acceptable. Nityani pariharartani. Nityani pariharartani. Mean what? All ordained duties, prescribed duties are meant for the removal of agami karma, agami unpleasant result. Agami means the result is going to come later on. In the hope known as pratyavaya. Nityani pariharartani means what? All the performance of nitya karmas are meant for the removal of the pratyavaya papam, the unpleasant result, which is papam, which is going to come in future. This is what is understood, from the Shastram. This is what is acceptable. Na anarabdha phala karma kshayarthani. So they cannot exhaust the sanchita karma phalani. So nitya karmani, what nitya karmani can do, what nitya karmani cannot do, be very clear. The performance of ordained duties can only neutralize the pratyavaya papam, which is going to come later on. Okay? But they cannot undo the already accumulated sanchita karma phalani. Anarabdha phala kshayarthani. Anarabdha phala karma kshayarthani na. They are not meant for the removal of the sanchita karma. They're meant for only the removal of the agami papam. See, Sanchita Papam cannot be, Sanchita, okay? Sanchita Punya Papam cannot be neutralized, cannot be removed by Nitya Karma. Nitya Karma can only remove, can help you avoid accumulating Agami Papam known as Pratyavaya Papam. Is it clear? What it can do? What is it meant for? What is it not meant for? Clear? Okay. Now, one more thing he says. Okay. Even if I take it, what you say as right, performance of Nitya Karmas will remove the Sanchita Karmas, if you say, even then, he says, it is not, will not happen. Still, even if he says, even if it is accepted, Nitya Karma is the right action, appropriate action, because ordained by the Shastra. It's a clean action, Shuddha Karma. The Shuddha Karma can only remove what? Ashuddha karma. Can only remove the papam of the past. The present nitya karma, present punya karma, nitya karma can only remove the past papam of the past, if at all it can do. It cannot remove the punya karma. Still punyam will be there on its account. Say, everyone must have both punyam and papam in one's account. The rights, results of right actions and wrong actions must be there in one's account. So everyone must have accumulation, accumulate, everyone must have accumulated both punyams and papams in one's account. What is the proof? You are born as a human being, no? It's a proof that you must have, be having both punyams and papams in your account. Sanchita Karma. So, definitely, the Nitya Karmani performed in the present cannot destroy, undo the results of past actions. Performance of Nitya Karma can only help you avoid the accumulation of new papam. Simple sentence means the performance of ordained duties can only remove, avoid accumulating new fresh papa karma, pratyavaya karma, pratyavaya papam. Performance of ordained duties cannot definitely remove, undo already accumulated results of actions of past. It is a fact. If at all, it's a supposition, okay? If at all I accept what you say, even then, the Nitya Karma happens to be a Punya Karma, right action. It cannot remove the past punyam, remove the past papam. Because a clean action cannot destroy the result of a clean action because they're not opposed to each other. Got it? The clean action Nitya Karma, ordained by the Shastram, cannot remove the result of a clean action, the past punyam. If at all it can remove, it can only remove the past papam, neutralize the past papam. But he says, even then, performance of Nityanimittika Karmani cannot remove, neutralize, help you exhaust the past results of actions. performance of Nityamittika Karmani are prescribed, they are meant only for avoiding the accumulation of new, fresh, agami, papa karma known as Pratyavaya karma. Is it clear now? Okay. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada has answered. So he says, yadi nama means if at all, yadi nama means at all, if at all, anarabdha palakarma kshayarthani nityani, if at all, if we take this, as you say, nitya karmas are meant for the elimination or exhaustion of the sanchita karma, anarabdha karma palani, tathapi, even then, ashuddhameva kshapayeyuhu. The nitya karma, if at all it can neutralize the past karma, nitya karmas can only remove the papo karmas of the past. Na shuddham. Performance of present nitya karmani cannot remove the past punya karmani. Because nitya karma also is a shuddham karma. Past punyam also is a result of punya shuddha karma phalam. Therefore, they are not opposed to each other. The right action cannot destroy the result of a right action. Right, present right action cannot destroy the result of a past right action. Okay? So, present action anyway cannot destroy the results of past right or wrong actions. That is the actual answer. Pooja Swamiji used to say, you have touched the fire means fire will burn your finger. You already touched it. After touching the fire, you can't say, no, no, no. You shouldn't have. Can't. One more thing I tell you. You have thrown the stone means you can't decide the result. Already it has left you from your hand. It will go up, it will come back to the earth. Isn't it? That is why it's always said, as long as you don't perform, before you're doing, you must have what? Discretion in action. Once you have finished doing it, then you cannot stop the result. The result is determined by Bhagavan of natural laws. Therefore, what is the idea here? How many ever prayers you do, how many ever worships, whatever worship you do, wherever you go, past punya papams cannot be neutralized. They have to be exhausted. Now I live a very clean life. I live a life of dharma. I'm such a righteous person, a nice person. Still I do go through problems in life. Why? Bhagavan has no eyes. People come and complain. You know? Why? Because present all righteous actions you are doing at present in this life, all good actions, right actions, appropriate actions, ordained duties, what all good things you do in this present life can only help you avoid agami papa karma. They cannot destroy your results of past actions. So, it is, you are not frightened, okay? You are not threatened here. You are given that. Therefore, jnanam is the solution. Jnanam can help you escape all the punya problems of the past. Have you answered your question? Is it clear? Nod your head, so I will know that. Okay. See, people get confused. Why? Ordained duties, prescribed duties. We don't know what all these duties. Let me tell you simple things. All you do right actions. All right actions, appropriate actions. Punya karma you are doing in this life. I do only punya karma. I do only right actions. I try my best to avoid all papa karmas in the present. So what? How much your punya karma you do, how much your right, however righteous and pious and clean life you are living in the present. Yes, very important, you know, choice. You have to live a clean life in this present life. This will help you avoid accumulating agami papa karma known as pratyavaya papam. It cannot undo the results of actions which have already been performed in the past. So sanchita karma phalani cannot be neutralized, exhausted by present nityamittika karmani. Present right actions. Let me put it that way. Easy for you to understand. If at all the present actions can neutralize the past results of past actions, means it can only remove the past papam. Still, past punyam will be there. That punyam, to exhaust that punyam, you have to be born again. You have to assume the body. So, moksha attainable as a result of action is not possible. Moksha is not a result of action. Moksha cannot be attained as a result of an action. This is the teaching. Oh, how can I escape from all past karma then? That's why jnanam. Attain jnanam. All sanchita will resolve. All agami will resolve. Parabdha becomes exhausted. You will become free from all karma. Not by exhausting. By just simply by correcting the error in the perspective. By perspective change, when you become free from the doership and enjoyership, you become free from the notion that you are the doer and enjoyer, you'll be free from all sanchita karma and agami karma. Understand? Moksha jnanadeva na karmana, not by per karma, not by action. Not moksha is not attainable as a result of action. Okay. The class is over today. If there are any questions, any doubts you have, please do text me. I'll answer your questions. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.